Welcome and good morning to Global Time with Christ Jesus. We're gathered to go before the throne of grace on this Monday morning. It's Monday, June 30th in the year of our Lord 2014. How are you today? I trust that you're feeling blessed. In fact, we are. We're able to get up and we're able to come together. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm your host for the next few minutes or so, Aubrey L. Gregory, and I look forward to these times when we can gather like this before the Lord. I'm looking forward to an awesome week of living for His glory, and this is the first day of the work week, and I thank God for the opportunity. And you know, I like work. I have no aversion to it. I just love doing the things that God has hidden inside of me from before my birth, that I would walk in them. So I look forward to the week and all the blessings, challenges, revelation, and manifestation that it brings with it. I trust that's your position as well. Well, today our focus is the fact that we are perfected through the blood of the covenant. You know, we have this covenant with the Lord. It's a covenant that He initiated. We did not. He is the one, because He searched out and caused us to be found by the Holy Spirit, and it's kind of a marriage arrangement of sorts that benefits us and glorifies the Lord. So we're in this covenant relationship, and this relationship is sealed by the blood of none other than Jesus Christ Himself. He resisted the adversary to the point of blood. His blood was shed. In fact, it began to pour out even in the garden as He prayed before His Father and resisted the adversary. And I'm sure the adversary was tempting Him to not go forward, because He had a moment where He said, "Father, if it's Your will, let this cup pass from Me." It was tough, but He continued to resist in power and in faith and trust of His Father, and angels came and ministered to Him. And of course, you know the story. He went forward. He was arrested, and it looked like the enemy was having the upper hand. Of course, we know the results. Even at the cross, the enemy thought he had finished Him. But then He gave up the ghost. It wasn't taken from Him. He laid His life down and then was able to take it up again because of the resurrection power of the Father in His life. Resurrection power. And so because of Him, we have life. So our arrangement with God is being perfected every moment, every day, even now as we speak. Let us go before the throne of grace, and then I will ask us to join me in praying for things that God has placed on your heart, things that He has placed on my heart, our hearts, if you will. Father, today we come before You because through the blood we can enter boldly. We have this boldness to enter Your presence because of the benefits of the sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ upon our lives. We thank You for His example of being a son and what that means. So today, through the blood, we can command all our accusers, beginning with the adversary himself, to depart The righteous blood upon our lives speaks loud and clear as a signal to the enemy that you have imparted life into our lives through the blood. We thank you today for the forgiveness that the blood brings and affords and causes, the righteousness that comes out of the blood. We thank you today for that blood that is still there, available to us, even in our failures, even in our weaknesses, our transgressions and our iniquities. When they come up before us, the blood is available. So we thank you, Lord, for applying the blood to our lives today. We ask that you would sprinkle the horns of our hearts and our inner being with the blood of Jesus Christ. Every drop is so precious. Every drop is so costly. We ask that you would apply it to our lives so that we would have the forgiveness and the cleansing that can only come from you through the blood. So apply it to our lives today. In the name of Jesus we stand, and we ask that you would impart his righteousness. He is so righteous and proved himself to be so resistant to the adversary that he overcame him, triumphing over him. And we walk in that triumph because of him. We thank you today. And Father, fertilize our hearts and minds as we gather before you, as only you can. We thank you for each person that has joined us today for this session. And we also thank you for those that are unable for whatever reason. Father, we pray your guidance and protection and strength for them until they are able to join us once again. We thank you for this day, this Monday morning. It's a glorious day, a day you made. We're therefore rejoicing in it. Thank you for the victories and the blessings, all that came wrapped in this Monday, June 30th. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I trust you had a wonderful weekend of gathering with saints for worship before the Lord. And I'm always on a Monday morning still in the afterglow of whatever God did on Sunday in speaking to our hearts and lifting us up further, bringing us closer to him. And I trust you experienced that on this particular weekend that has just passed. And we're looking, at least in our zone, in our region of the earth, we're looking forward to the coming weekend where we'll be celebrating the nation's Independence Day, which is on the 4th. Of July, which begins, July begins tomorrow, in fact, and we're looking forward to that great privilege that God has given to us. Do you have a prayer request or a praise report? If God has laid something on your heart, you may want to share that with us at this time. You have an opportunity and a space to do that, even as we move into those things that are on our prayer list or prayer targets for today. But I'd like to give you the opportunity to tee off, if you will, with a praise report or a prayer request. That just may be the blessing for someone today. And remember, we're not just gathered here locally. We're gathered really internationally as well. There are people that are logged into our program and have been enjoying the program for a long time. There are tens of thousands now, and that's not an exaggeration. That's what we have logged on our stat reports. Every person that logs in, we're able to count that. Because, and so I get the stats coming right onto my screen, and they're phenomenal. They're in the tens of thousands. So we thank you for joining us on the times you have and for being with us today. Okay, just want to remind us that today on our list, one of the things that we will be doing is praying for the Muslim community, beginning with our very neighborhoods. We want to pray that the light of Christ would penetrate deeply to bring salvation and redemption. People of that persuasion, among others, are the lost sheep of the Father. And as I've said many times, I have my wife and I, we enjoy the friendship of Muslims that we know. And I would say love and friendship, because we love them and they love us. And we thank God that we have those relationships. We also can see, even as we interact with them, that Jesus Christ, the light of his life, comes into their life. Oh, what a joy that would be for them. And they are seeking. So we're going to pray for the next 30 days for sections of the Muslim world, beginning with our community, other places around the world, nations. We think right away of the League of Arab Nations. That's a consortium of nations that are mostly Muslim, very few Christians. Some of them have no Christians at all, that have been put together back in 1945, so that those nations will have political expressions on the stage of the earth. And so we are going to pray for various ones of those nations today. I believe this is God's heart. God promised, the Father promised his Son that he would give him the nations and the utmost parts of the earth for possession. Psalm 2, you can read it for yourself. I can't make up such a great story. And he told his Son, and his Son is none other than Jesus Christ himself. He said, ask of me, and I will give you the nations and the utmost parts of the earth for a possession. And Jesus asked. He asked to the point of blood. Hallelujah. To the point of blood. He shed his blood in the asking. The asking wasn't simply a conversation. It was locked with his life. And so that is why we're having this prayer cast today, because he washed us in that same blood. And we want that to wash the nations wherever. So today, the nation that I've selected for us to begin our prayer journey for the next 30 days, praying for the Muslim world. We pray for other things as well, but certainly on our agenda for the next 30 days, we'll be praying for the Muslim communities and persons and world who are celebrating Ramadan. This is their month of celebration and fast. They're seeking. Hallelujah. They'll find. Praise the Lord. Because the light is available. So we're praying for a nation called the Republic of Yemen. And it's out in what is now called the Middle East, which is really Africa, if you will. But we're subject to the redrawing of boundary lines by the colonialists and that history. So, but the Republic of Yemen is a country in the Middle East, and it's 100% Muslim. No Christians. If there happen to be a Christian there, that person may be obliged to be undercover, if you will. Or they may be there as a missionary, surreptitiously, meaning that they're covertly spreading the gospel. But the records, the official records, show 100% Muslim. Question, do you think that Christ died for that nation? Is it a fact that God is going to give that nation to the Son, His Son, Jesus Christ? Can Jesus Christ redeem by His blood, the blood of the covenant, the nation of Yemen? These are all valid questions. Now, the Republic of Yemen, of course, it wasn't a republic back in biblical times, but it's referred to in the scriptures as the Sabaeans. The Sabaeans. I'll just give you a couple of scriptures. Job 1:15, Joel 3:8, Isaiah 45:14, and there are some others. There's at least a couple other places where that's biblical Sheba. And they were a trading state that flourished for over 1,000 years. And at that time, it included parts of modern Ethiopia and Eritrea. Today, Yemen is a developed country under the rule of President Ali Abdullah Saleh. So it's 100% Muslim. And we would like to see that change to 100% for Christ. Hallelujah. That's exciting. Let's pray for them today. I want to ask you to join me as we pray that the light of Christ would shine through and touch them. They're seeking a relationship with God. Their hearts are hungry. They're thirsty. And the Lord did promise, those that hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be filled. And their hunger and thirst is expressed in a lot of religious practices. But what God wants to do is inject the power of His Son's life into their lives through the covenant of the blood. Let us pray. Father, we lift up this nation of people that You have created, even now. They're well along and on their day, and we're just beginning ours.
Yes.
We pray today, Lord, even as the winds of the east, the west, the north, and the south blows through the marketplace in the Republic of Yemen. That your Holy Spirit, His wind, would move to convict, to impress, to cause a cry that goes all the way to your throne for the life that you can give through your Son, Jesus Christ. We pray that the blood, even now, as there are people that are hungry and searching after righteousness, they walk the halls of religious practices. They walk the halls of religious culture, hoping to find meaning that can only come through your Son, Jesus Christ, and the blood of the covenant. Today we pray that lives would be spared until there's discovery of the power of the blood in the name of Jesus. The power to cleanse, the power to deliver, the power to heal, the power to guide and to restore in the name of Jesus. We thank you today, Lord, that even in the halls of power, the government today in Yemen, that the Holy Spirit would blow through the halls and the chambers of the seat of government, that you would touch the heart of the president, President Abdullah Saleh. You would touch his heart. You would give him dreams and you would give him visions that are so manifest and real and disturbing in his spirit that he will call on you. And ask for your heart. Ask for your guidance. Ask for your wisdom. And Lord, we bind the works of the adversary, of the dark kingdom, the principalities and powers there. We bind their activity in the name of Jesus, so that that nation becomes a place from which the glory of God shines like a diamond, a jewel, and that the works of the adversary trying to use that nation as a bed of terror, that all those plans would be destroyed and frustrated and canceled right now through the holy name of the living Christ. The root of David, in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now, Lord, for the answer to that prayer. We're expecting, we're listening, we're looking for the manifestation of your hand of mercy upon that nation. Bless the children, even today as they attend school and be in classrooms. We pray for their safety, their keeping in the name of Jesus. Cover them with your blood. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We pray for them because what happens to them will and ultimately and does affect what happens to us. there are neighbors. They're literally down the block. That's how small the world has become because of technology. They're not over there somewhere that's not apparent to us. And there's commerce between us and them. We want it to be heavenly. We want it to be for life. We want it to be according to God's promises and according to God's purposes. That's why we pray for them. And we'll be praying for other nations as well. So the nation of Yemen has officially zero Christians. In other words, there's no light there. None. No light. And we're speaking of the light of Christ. There's light, there's lights, and then there's the light. That light we're talking about. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, once again, welcome to all of you, and thank you for joining us on this Monday morning, the 6th of June. And we are here deep in the prayer zone. If you have a prayer request, now would be a good time to share it with us. We welcome that, and don't hold on to it. Give it life. We live in a spoken word universe, and even God himself is not able to do anything unless he speaks. That's how he does it. He has set the pattern. In the beginning, we're told, God said, whatever you want to see accomplished and made manifest, speak it. That's how it works. That's very, very proactive to speak it. God wants us to be proactive. Now, today we are exalting over the fact that we are perfected through the blood of the covenant. So today we want to, and probably more than likely all of this week, will be a focus on the blood of the covenant. The Lord has really impressed that on my heart. And we have a covenant arrangement with the Lord. And that covenant is sealed by the blood of Jesus Christ. It's sealed by that. That is the signature. It's the signature of God is written in that blood. And it's the blood of the Son of God that was shed. So today we want to make sure that the power of the blood is released in our minds, in our lives, in our atmosphere, in our surroundings. We invite that by speaking it anew and afresh. You know, this weekend for many believers in many churches, it's the first Sunday, which means Communion Sunday. And that's true with our assembly as well. And we must think of the life that the blood opens up to us. So today we are going to pray that our minds and thoughts would be covered with the blood. Father, we ask that you would cover our minds, our thoughts. You would cover the doorposts of our hearts, our lives, and even our homes and possessions with the blood of Jesus, according to your instructions in Exodus 12 and 13. That when the enemy comes by, the enemy cannot act. They're frozen. They cannot act against us, against anything that belongs to us. We overcome the enemy, the devil, through the blood of Jesus Christ, according to Revelation chapter 12 and verse 11. We overcame by the blood and the word of our testimony. So today we sprinkle the blood of Jesus and receive multiple grace and peace, according to 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 2. We are made perfect through that blood of the everlasting covenant. We stand on the covenant, in the covenant, with the covenant, for the dark kingdom to see. And we do so to please God. We have boldness as we enter your presence, Lord, because the blood gives us the boldness, according to Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 19. We come and enter with no fear. So our conscience is purged from dead works to serve the living God through the blood of Jesus, according to Hebrews 9 and 14.
Yes.
Father, we eat the body of Jesus and drink his blood, according to John chapter 6 and verse 54. We therefore have redemption through the blood, and we are redeemed from the power of every evil, according to Ephesians 1 and 7. So today we rebuke all spirits of torment and fear, because we have peace through the blood of Jesus, according to Colossians 1 and 20. No fear, no anxiety, because of the blood. So we receive with outstretched arms the benefits of the new covenant through the blood of Jesus, according to Matthew chapter 26 and verse 28. We receive healing today for our minds, for our bodies, health from the crown of our head to the sole of our feet, through the blood of Jesus. We receive abundance in our lives and prosperity through the blood of Jesus. We receive deliverance wherever it is needed through the blood of Jesus. We receive the fullness of the Holy Spirit and the anointing that comes through the blood of Jesus. That blood, his blood, the blood of Jesus, bears witness to our deliverance and our salvation. 1 John chapter 5, verse 8. The blood of Jesus also cleanses us from all sin.
Yes.
And we thank you for the resistance that Jesus offered, even to the point of his blood. And his blood gives us victory in every circumstance, according to Hebrews chapter 1 and verse, chapter 12 and verse 4. Sorry. So today we rebuke and cast out all of the spirits of guilt and shame and condemnation, and we do so through the divine and supernatural powerful blood of Jesus. We break the power of sin and iniquity in our lives through the blood of Jesus, according to Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 17. So the table of our hearts, the altar of our hearts, is sprinkled and purified by the blood of Jesus from an evil conscience, Hebrews 10:22. So today we stand and we rebuke Satan, the accuser of the brethren, through the blood of Jesus, according to Revelation chapter 12 and verse 10. We command all our accusers to depart through the blood of Jesus. And today we rebuke and cast out all spirits of slander and accusation through the blood of Jesus. And we release the voice of the blood against demons, wicked spirits that would accuse and condemn us. Because in Christ we have life. And we are therefore safe, according to Hebrews 12 and 24.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Amen. That's the authority that we have through Christ Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Praise the name of the Lord. If you have illness, any sickness, believe that the body of Jesus Christ was broken for you, for your healing. The blood was shed for your deliverance. Hallelujah. The name of Jesus. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Is God good or what? He is awesome. He's totally awesome. Praise the name of the Lord. Well, we have a space right here, right now. If you have a praise report, or if you're having something on your heart that you would like us to leverage the power of agreement, bringing the power of agreement. The Lord said, if two, and we are more than two, believe me, on this prayer occasion, lots of us. And I know you're on. I can see your line. Your line is lit up because you're on. So I'm not looking at a blank screen.
The Lord, I apologize for the background noise, but I'm on the train, but I wanted to lift up Oswald's, you know, in prayer this morning. He's going for...
You wanted to lift up who? Would you repeat?
And,
you wanted to lift up who?
Because of an accident on his job, he has to have amputation. So if you could please lift him up in prayer. Thank you.
Now, would you repeat that for us? I missed most of what you were saying. Would you repeat that for us? I know she stated that she's in transit.
She said the name of the person is Oswald Skinner.
Okay. And he was in
surgery. He was in an accident. He's having amputation surgery this morning.
Wow. Well, this is, again, once again, the kind of occasion where it just boggles the mind and pains the heart. I'm so thankful that we can go to the Lord with something like this. Where else would we go? Where else could we go? We can't. There's no place else. So we're going to go to the throne of grace on behalf of Oswald. We pray that what the devil meant for evil, the glory of God will show and shine forth for a great testimony. not according to our thinking, but according to God's plan and purposes. Father, we come lifting up Oswald before your throne today. What he's going through is horrific, but real. And we know of no other place that we can go except into your presence as we are, to mention his name, to draw your attention. Not as you don't know, but we want to be in agreement with you. We want you to know that today there are some people in the earth that are in agreement for Oswald's healing and recovery.
Yes.
That his life is not destroyed or broken, but it's made whole by the blood of Jesus. Touch him right now. No matter what his condition at this moment. And Father, move upon and in and through and with his medical team that you have dispatched, prepared, and made ready for this hour, this season in Oswald's life. Would strengthen his heart, his mind, his spirit, that he would look to you and to you only, and he will see your glory shine through on his behalf, and he will praise you the rest of his life because of your intervention supernaturally in his time of need, as you've done for us and for many others. In our time of need, you were right there. Father, we know that you've dispatched ministering angels into the room where he is right now, whether it's his private room or the operating room. You're there. Charge the atmosphere with your presence. We rebuke every hindering spirit. Every spirit that's not in agreement with your plan and purposes for Oswald on this day, we rebuke those plans and we command the enemy to take up his weapons and to leave in the name of Jesus. We welcome the King of Glory into the atmosphere that surrounds Oswald so that it's an atmosphere of healing, of life, of renewal. In the name of Jesus, we believe you, Lord, that you're at work on his behalf. And Father, comfort his relatives, his loved ones that are surely concerned and maybe experiencing anxiety right now. Help them, Lord, as they look heavenward to have an anointing of confidence that you are God and God alone on this Monday and forever. In Jesus' name we pray.
Yes.
Praise be the Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Well, thank you for that prayer request. It allows us to function as God intended that we should be, people that would stand in the gap. I do want to thank you for joining us on this day. Your presence was important to the Lord and to us. We thank you for your faithfulness and your commitment to this prayercast called Global Time with Christ Jesus. And it is indeed being heard globally across the earth. We thank God for that privilege. We trust today that you would walk in the power and strength being perfected through the blood of the covenant. So as we leave, I do want to offer a benediction that I believe would benefit us. And we're reading from 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 17. And it says, "Now unto the King, eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen." May God bless you. I'm looking forward to being
Amen.
With you again on tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. sharp. May God keep you, bless you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Have a blessed and victorious day, everyone.
Thank you so much, and praise the Lord.